The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You know, why is that funny? Why is that so funny? I mean, you don't see it anymore. It's been probably 2 years since you've seen it on the TV, yet we still enjoy it. Are we just stuck in this? Are we in a time warp? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 here on the 24th of August. You know what? And now August has gotten away from us. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, it was, you know what? You sound almost like Sylvia.
Good morning. It's hump day.
You know, it's like, that's what you sounded like, man. Hey, yesterday was an exciting day.
There was.
We used the words.
Why was it exciting?
Geoengineering.
Oh, all right. So is that why you're saying it was exciting?
Well, a lot of people got excited.
You got fired up.
People need things to get ramped up about it.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, I just want everybody to know that the thousands of pages that were sent to me by Dane are being, I had a volunteer walk in yesterday, so I'll go through those for you.
With you?
And give you a, go for me, with me. And he said, for me. He says, send them to me. He says, I'll give you a synopsis of them. And I went, great, because, I mean, we're only running two businesses here and going to school at night. So it's a little hard to read thousands of pages, extra pages. But we're going to go through every one of them, the 758-page presidential report and all these others, look at the videos. I looked at more videos yesterday.
This makes you better than the average U.S. senator.
I like that. Okay. Well, that's, is that hard to do? That's the question. you set the bar pretty low on that one there, Bob. Hey, good morning, hon.
Good morning. I have a little hay fever thing going that just hit. I don't know. Maybe it's the stuff that's being sprayed in the air. We'll find out.
We'll find out after 758 pages.
Currently 63 degrees. Going to be hot today with our highs of 99. Clear tonight with 65. Thursday calls for a high of 99 with Thursday's lows of 65. Friday calls for a high of 98. And Sunday calls for 97. So as it looks with the forecast, we're under the triple digit figures for the rest of the week up until next Thursday. The weather is brought to you by AC/DC. Shouts to Gas Propane. It all it takes. Can you guess this song in one chord?
What? Yeah.
Linda did. How'd you know it was them?
Because I looked over there on the computer monitor. He's getting a bump up. Anyway, so weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Yeehaw.
Now, we start off the day with one of the headlines in Rome. If you're just tuning in, you haven't turned on the TV or you haven't really listened to anything yet, at least 63 people reportedly up to this point have been killed and dozens more were missing or feared today. A 6.2 earthquake and a series of aftershocks struck several towns in central Italy. Hardest hit were towns in the regions of Umbria, Lazio, and Marche, some 80 to 100 miles north of Rome. It's a terrible thing, folks, because as we know, and many of you have been to Europe, the way things are built and everything's very piled high on top of each other. Rescue teams are using bulldozers and there are bare hands crawling through piles of rubble. The mayor of Pirazzi, and Amatrice tells the Associated Press that rescue teams are trying to reach all 69 hamlets around this town. What's a hamlet?
Hamlet is a small town. It's a village.
I like that. Half the town doesn't exist anymore. So it's very much, we have these tragedies. The beautiful thing about being able to have the internet and some of our news, television news sources, is that, we're able to see things as they transpire. But, you know, the whole flooding of Louisiana, I don't think you can ever smell something that bad or feel something that bad through the screen, of course. And having been through a flood, it's the aftermath that's horrible because there's the mold, there's the
just the stench of that
stench.
Of where the water came from and how it is because see a lot of sewer water comes in too when it floods like that and anything from that level, say you've got 4 feet of water in your house or 3 feet of water, anything from that 3 feet down is ruined. That's
your
it.
Carpeting,
it's gone.
Your subflooring.
Your car. If your car
everything.
Gets caught in it, they can fix your car and it'll run. The insurance guys came in and they said, okay, your car's totaled. And I said, it's running. He goes, yeah. He says, give it 3 months. He said, you can clean it out and do everything you want. In 3 months, it'll seize up. And so he let me buy the car back for nothing. I mean, practically nothing. And which I did. So I could use it for the next few months. And sure enough, about 3 months later, it just seized one day, and I rolled it into a garage mechanic. I said, "This is what happened." He says, "Yeah, I've got a few of those." He says, "I'll give you this much money for it." Thanks. So, it is. It's just you can't believe it. Obama finally made it down there, and said, "Promises aid." You know, Trump's already sent him $1 million, and Clinton still hasn't made it down there. Maybe because they have not donated money to the foundation. I bet if they had donated money, those people had gotten together and donated their money to the Clinton Foundation, they could have made a phone call right to her, gotten on her access roster, come in and said, hey, how about helping us down there with the what's happening down in Louisiana?
You could have just logged into the server and helped themselves.
Well, maybe, but I doubt that now, especially since everything that they're talking about. And Hillary Clinton and her pay-to-play atmosphere she had at the State Department. Even the AP comes out and says over 50% of the people that got into her inner circle and got access to her had donated approximately $158 million to the Clinton Foundation. Even people that are saying, oh, wait a minute, that just proves access. It doesn't prove favors. However, it really does kind of blur, you know, the lines between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation are really pretty blurred here. There were no lines. That's why they're blurred. There were no lines. What does it say about a presidential candidate when their own party comes out and says, well, there's not enough there to indict her on? How many times do you have to hear this? Come on. How many times do you have to hear it? There's smoke there. Oh, yeah, I see a little flickering of flame, but it's not a big fire. No. What about that one over there? Well, how about that one over there? Well, I mean, it's the Clintons. Ever since we've known the Clintons, back when they were governor and less, it has been one catastrophe, one sleazy deal after another one. They're putting it up to the highest levels. Why can't you understand that? How can you vote for this woman? Then she has the ultimate power play. Oh, I'm president. You want something? Well, maybe you should hire Bill to come over there and speak for $1.6 million. Or was it $1.2 million for the 30-minute speech he got?
Oh, what's a couple
it was
hundred
a,
grand?
It was, I think it was grand. $1.3 million that Bill Clinton got for making a 45-minute speech. Come on!
The trouble is, this is not a campaign. It's a coronation. And it will, you know, the true believers, she could perform ritual sacrifice on Pennsylvania Avenue and stand there with a bleeding heart in her hand, and they'd just shrug.
It would. You know, they made a big thing how Trump could said, I could go down in New York, they love me, that I could shoot somebody on Fifth Street and I'd get away with it. You know what? Look at what Clinton's doing. She is eviscerating the State Department. She's eviscerating any type of honor when it comes to truth and honesty. And what? You don't care? You know what I'm going to do, though, Bob? This is how I'm going to handle this. Linda, this is how I'm going to handle
this. All right.
This.
We're all ears.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to crawl into my sleep number bed. And I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to turn my sleep number setting on to 60. I'm going to turn off the lights. I'm going to make sure the air conditioner is working, and it does because of Alliance Heating and Air. I'm going to lay there. I'm going to let Elk Killer hop up in there with me and lay down, and I'm going to go to sleep because the sleep number bed is the best way of rest. You know what? You go to sleep at night. You sleep through the night. Unless, of course, Elk Killer hears something outside and leaps and hits the door at about 25 miles an hour, which doesn't open, and bounces back and just really tears it up out there. And then, even then, though, after you ascertain there's nothing going on except her craziness, then you just go right back to sleep because Sleep Number's like that. Dual air settings. Best bed of the year from Consumer Reports.
And my sleep number setting is 40.
And tell me this. Is this the best sleep you've ever had?
Yes.
It is. You know what? We say that, but it's true. You know. Yes, you know, it started out, and we're advertising for them, yes. But you know what? If you can't sleep well at night, guess what? You get rid of the bed. I mean, there's not enough money to pay you to sleep in something that's uncomfortable for years. This is really great. And right now, Sleep Number is offering 50% off on the biggest sale of the year. 50% off. All beds are on sale, and you can save 50% on a Labor Day limited edition bed. Head down to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian Janice or any of those people down there. And enjoy yourself. Find out what it's really like to sleep in a great bed. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 7, 63 degrees, going up to 99 today. We'll be right back with just a little more about what's going on with Hillary, Trump, and the monarch butterfly. We'll be right back.
Rock and roll legend, Eddie Money live in concert. Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see Eddie Money perform his timeless hits such as Baby Hold On To Me. Two Tickets to Paradise. I Want To Go Back and Take Me Home Tonight. Not only can he write, sing, and play, but he's a natural performer. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. Ask any concert goer, and they'll tell you that he retains his signature style and performs with passion. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, September 16th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's morning.
That's for you, Linda.
Yes, I remember him well. And he would do a dip on stage, and he would hit the mic, he would hit his head. Like he was bowing, but the mic didn't move. Kind of a slapstick thing, but...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. 7:22 in the morning. 63 degrees, going up to 99 today. Weather reports brought to you by, of course, Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit and Erin Richard. She's an accomplished top-producing agent with in-depth knowledge of everything in the Northern California area. Whether you're buying a house, selling a house, your first house, you're looking for that your retirement home or a commercial property, Erin can help you. Check out her website at Richard, and that's R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com, or give her a call at 949-9103. That's Properties by Merit. All right. Last night, we watched a documentary on the monarch butterfly. You're saying, Carl and Linda, they live an exciting life.
Yeah,
live an exciting life. Well, I've just gotten back from class on coding and websites, and we were talking, and Linda said, you know, there's all this stuff going on. We need a, and it was on Netflix. And it said the
Spring of
the Butterflies, something like this. But it's a documentary, and she's going to look it up. But it's the story of the monarch butterfly. And now why am I bringing that up today, except there is an article in the paper about a storm that hit Mexico. The story is about a man that from starting in like 1912, when he was just a child. Flight of the Butterflies. And he was wondering... what about the monarch butterfly? So he devoted his whole life, and he married a woman that did the same thing, to studying the monarch butterfly. Now, the monarch butterfly, you know, is this really nice, you know, it's this large butterfly that migrates. And it told the story of how, you know, it started in Texas, and how the butterfly migrated north and ends up in Toronto, Canada, and where the...
Fred Urquhart.
Yeah, Fred Urquhart, and where it ends up in Toronto, Canada, where it you know leaves its eggs there, and then the one that's born there, the monarch butterfly that's born there is three times the size and like eight times as strong, and it can fly. It literally flies. It migrates from Canada,
the Great Lakes
region, to Mexico to a peak north or west of Mexico City, where literally millions and millions of monarch butterflies converge on this area for the winter, where they live during the winter.
They actually kind of go into a hibernation.
Hibernation, live off their fat. They clump together for warmth and safety, and there's millions of them there. And the reason it's kind of brought this up was they've had these big storms in Mexico that knocked down several acres of those trees, killing 7% of the monarch butterfly population. There's 84 million of them estimated down there in this place. Anyway, after they spend the winter there, the butterfly then mates and heads north and ends up back in Texas, where it lays its eggs and starts the whole thing over again.
And they have to do it on milkweed.
Milkweed, because milkweed, other animals won't eat milkweed because it's bitter. So the butterfly lays its eggs there, and that's what the larvae and then the caterpillar eats is just milkweed to try and protect itself. Well, of all of the eggs that are laid, only 1% make it to maturity and head north. But there's millions, and it was what a beautiful documentary, though. And then to read this today.
Well, I'm glad it's not more than that. We'd be up to our butts in butterflies.
Well, actually, it was this did want Oscar winner Peter. Oscar winner, cinematography and award-winning team, including Oscar and winner Peter Parks. It's been at IMAX 3D, which would be fabulous, you know that. But anyway, this Fred Urquhart, he was the zoologist, took 38 years. And we were talking about how he tagged as a kid. Figured out, how are we going to track these guys? So they took these little tags that would be the grocery store tags, and they were able to tag a monarch.
Oh, a number of monarchs.
Yes.
On their wings.
And they did an outreach program with letters that went out and ads that went out to see if people would be what they called
Boy Scout troops.
Scientists.
They're called civilian scientists.
Civilian scientists.
And,
so,
and he had like 6,000 of them out there collecting butterflies and putting these tags on them.
Right. So they found out all these years later that they found the tags in Mexico.
They found the tag that was tagged in Buffalo, New York, had made it to Mexico. So this was the proof that this is what happened. They couldn't prove that the monarchs there were the, you know, were really migrating north or coming south, but they proved it with that. They found several other tags. So it was really really an interesting story. And then to read that, you know, some, you know, that
aliens that, are among us. But you, I mean, when I said it, that is like, you know, you just think about how beautiful we have such miracles in nature. And when you think about the purity of what happens when they lay their eggs and what they have to go through with the four stages and how, why they're in the moth form. What's it called when they're in the chrysalis?
Metamorphosis. Right.
Metamorphosis there. They go from the caterpillar into
2 weeks.
That.
It takes 2 weeks, and they develop, what do they say, a million scales.
There's a million scales on the
on their wings.
On their wings. It's amazing, and that their antenna are so developed that it tracks. Because how does a butterfly make it from the Great Lakes down to Mexico? It can track the sun across the it tracks the sun across the sky. It makes adjustments. It can taste with its feet. Its eyes are just, they have, you know, the eyes are just magnificent eyes that have, you know, a great deal, you know, they can see very well. But these antennas will tell them exactly where they are. And there's things about the monarch butterfly. They still don't know how it does certain things. But it can make it down. It can fly up to a mile high, and it uses the air currents to fly. And it makes it that far down. I mean, it was just when you see something like that, then you really understand, gosh, how nature comes up with this. And the monarch butterfly, it's losing its habitat. And see, there's the bad thing. Poor farmers down there, they're clearing the land and all this, and they're now trying to save these thousands of acres in this one area where the and it's not like hundreds of thousands of acres, they're trying to save the nesting areas for the monarchs. It's good. It's called The Flight of the Butterflies, if you get a chance to take a look at it.
Coming up after the break, we're going to waiting for a much anticipated phone call. This gentleman grew up mainly in Montana, also spent his later formative years in Mississippi and Florida. His favorite music was instrumental rock and instrumental R&B, including, I'm going to say his name in a minute, including Floyd Kramer, The Ventures, Booker T and MGs, Jimmy Smith and many more, inspired by R&B, jazz, blues, and rock, especially The Doors. This man began playing organ in 1967. He's a legend. He's coming to Reading. He's teaming up with Good News Rescue and One Safe Place. He's there's a challenge that's going on. So hopefully the lines will be clear and we'll be able to take in this call. And this gentleman's name is George Winston, one of the most recognized solo pianists in the world. 13 solo albums, and he'll be calling in. So looking forward to that. Carl.
We are. Hey, let's take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane. Give her a call at 226-8350. Now, if you're looking for somebody, a care, or the people that will be helping your family, whether it's short-term or long-term living in care, you want somebody like Sharon Clark, who has handpicked these people. She's trained them. They're bonded. They're insured. Like I said, they're very well trained. Sharon looks at each family and puts them together with people that are going to be simpatico in how they're living and helping out there. You can't get any better than this, than Home Helpers. And that's been the business of the year, and businesswoman of the year was Sharon Clark. You want something that's a unique situation for the affordable solution that keeps your loved ones where they're happiest. At home. All right, 7:30 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And if you do know this, is the wonderful music of George Winston. Dignity Health and Trilogy Architecture present George Winston live at the David Marr, August 30th at 7 p.m. And we have the great honor of having Mr. Winston calling in live for our show right now. Good morning.
Good morning, yeah. Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
Where, good night for me.
Where are you right now?
Oh, San Francisco, recording studio.
Okay, you've been... tell us about the project you're working on.
Quite a few records, kind of all at once, kind of like growing a garden. You know, you grow several crops or plants at once. But volume three of jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi's compositions called Bay of Gold. Vince Guaraldi is best known for his piece Cast Your Fate to the Winds in 1962. He did the soundtracks of the first 16 of the Peanuts animations.
That's it. That's it.
Charlie Brown Christmas was the first one, 65. He did the first 16 of them until he passed on in 1976. So it's an album of his pieces. Also, it might be out at the same time, one called Spring Carousel, which is a cancer research benefit record.
Right.
That's melodic-based, the folk piano style. That's like that song you played, Colors, off the Autumn record. So it's Those two are done, and yeah, just working on other future things, kind of slowly and surely.
Well, you put in reading on you. Of course, we love your music, but it's always interesting to hear about your who you've been influenced by. And according to what I'm reading here, you're influenced by James Booker, Professor Longhair, and Henry Butler.
Primarily these days, yes. Also, Dr. John, the New Orleans pianist. Dr. John's probably the best known of the New Orleans pianists. The late Alan Toussaint as well. He just passed away recently. He was a dear friend of mine. John Cleary. Yeah, the whole New Orleans piano tradition. It's really been going on since about 1850. You know, in different eras. It's just an amazing tradition. And, that folk piano, that's just a style I came up with from the piano itself. There are no influences there, direct influences. So, as far as rhythm, blues stuff I play, yeah, all.
Yeah, it's George Winston style is what it is. Rural folk piano is how it seems to be the terminology that you've used.
Yeah, that's what I called it back in 71 when I came up with it. It was just a way of playing the piano. I was very influenced by Fats Waller at the time, the great stride swing pianist from the 20s and 30s, and I wanted something that was complimentary, you know, to the up-tempo stuff. I said, well, I want to play ballads, too, and a certain way the piano rings out has a sustain, and it was kind of like folk guitarists, like finger-picking guitars for melodic guitar, which they always call folk guitar, you know, and I said, oh, well, this is folk piano. It's simple, it's melodic, it's what they call diatonic-based, meaning kind of in the same, staying in the major scale, so it's kind of, and yeah, so I've always called it folk piano, and more specifically rural. It definitely has a rural sensibility rather than urban, whereas rhythm blues, New Orleans rhythm blues, is very much urban to me.
Hey, George, you know, one of the things that, you know, you're coming up here and putting on this concert everybody's really looking forward to. But it's more than just music that you want, that you're trying to accomplish. You're out to help people and raising money for food banks and service organizations. You've been doing that since 1986. How did you get into that?
Well, just wanting to interact with communities that invited me to play. You know, I mean, it's primarily a musical relationship, but how can we incorporate trying to interact, help the communities. And I figured back then I was, you know, thinking different things. I mean, well, food's kind of a bottom line. Like if you're down your luck, you can sleep in your car or even in a sleeping bag. You can get water someplace. You can filter water. You can get water from a fountain. But where are you going to get food legally, you know? And the food bank's been doing a great job for many, many, many decades. I mean, those people are just heroes. And
when you look at your music and you feel I would think, you know, you've mastered, again, I'm reading, you know, that you're a Steinway, that's what you play, and that you've developed this interesting way of muting the strings while you're playing, and we're all wondering here at the station, George Winston, have you always played barefoot, and what was that something that ground you, or what's the thought process behind this is who I am? Does it make you feel more connected?
It's not that esoteric. It's just so the feet don't make noise. It's a very mundane.
Just, I love it.
I put a pad under the foot. I have no control over the feet, so I just don't want that sound in there. So it's just a way of muffling, probably better control of the pedals as well, but it really is just to keep that sound out.
It's beautiful because just talking with you, I feel like you were mastered this one with the instrument, you know.
Maybe once every 3 years.
Once every 3 years.
I have an in-the-zone moment. No, it's just really practice and try to get the feeling of the song. I know people that do that, but I'm not one of them. You know, it's great when it happens, what they call getting in the zone. Like basketball, you hit 8 3-pointers in a row. Everybody gets that, and I get it very rarely in anything. But, you know, it's really hard work and keep practicing, trying to get better, try to get the meaning of the song. And, you know, sometimes you're in the zone, you don't know you are, too. you know, you listen back to a recording later, you go, I didn't think that was any good at all. It's pretty good.
Well, there must have been a kind
of subjective, too, you know.
Right.
With each listener, including the player being a listener.
There you go. And there must have been a time in your life when you... When did you start? When did you put your hands to the piano and realize this is for me? I'm going to... Because there is a lot of work. People don't realize you just don't sit down... Well, there are those prodigies that sit down at 2 and 3 and can play. But, I mean, when did you really connect with saying, this is going to be my life's work?
Well, there's a kind of a saying in the flamenco guitar tradition, loosely, that you spend 20 years listening, next 20 years practicing, next 20 years accompanying flamenco dancers, and then at 60 you're ready to be a solo guitar player. So I kind of had stages like that. I grew up in eastern Montana where the seasons were extremely distinct. So I spent 12 years with the seasons. Just Miles City, Montana, there wasn't any television, and the seasons were the whole entertainment. You know, make a snowman in the winters, baseball in the spring, swim in the summer, jump in the leaves in the fall. So I spent the first 12 years with the seasons, and then I started listening to music when I was 12 to 18. And then I was a real fan of organists, so I got the Doors record. They weren't known at the time, but well-known at the time at all. I was just wrapping the record. I got them just because they had said they had an organist, the great organist, late great organist, uh-huh. Great man there.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I put that on. 30 seconds later, I said, okay, I got to get an organ. I can't just listen anymore. So it was a 30-second. And then 4 years later, I heard Pat Waller's recordings from the 20s and 30s, 30 seconds, solo piano, not organ in a band. So I realized it's kind of stuff that's been brewing in the subconscious, and then some mentor like the Doors or Fats Waller brings it out, and then later Professor Longhair did the same thing too.
So then you were 18, and when did you realize? And I love that how it was, you know, bubbling through your system, and you just know that, you know, pretty soon, how can you not? You know, it's you've got to create something from this inspiration. But when did you decide? Or when did you feel that you knew that you had to take your gift and go beyond? Playing is a wonderful thing, but then giving, being able to help with your, you know, benefits, the food bank, that it's beyond your playing. It is something you can connect on such a spiritual level with helping, you know, traumatic events, helping to the world to grow in a better way. When did that connect for you?
Well, we're all doing that in the best way we can. We're all trying to help each other. I think I'm still connecting with it. It's kind of like I'm 29, just starting to get it together. But you know, there's always another piece of the puzzle for me, and that song you played, "Colors" from the Autumn record. I recorded that in 1980, and just sort of accidentally sold a good amount of records, so I was able to tour, and it was never, you know, it was a nice accident. And I said, well, it's a chance to play, let's play. And then I said, wow, these great communities and people are hungry, and I'd eaten at food banks way back in my hitchhiking days. You know, fortunately, I didn't have to be too bad off that often, but, you know, I went, wow, if I can ever help these organizations. And then, so then I connected with that again, realized in 1986, yes, let's work with food. So what we do is ask people to bring cans of food, and then the food bank always gets the sales from the merchandise, you know, from the CDs at the concert.
And then you have also, there's also, in this case up here, the Trilogy Architects have challenged the Reading community to match funds, dollar for dollar, up to $30,000.
And Dignity Health.
And our funds donated toward the benefit.
The dairy is doing great with that. It's great to be back in the area. It's just people in the communities know what the community needs. And, we help out all we can and all that. So, this flooding in Louisiana. I've done a couple of Gulf Coast benefit records, so I'm seeing, is the music ready? Maybe try to help out there. I just have, you know, the music has to be there. the music. I kind of observe the music like one observes the weather, and then the songs and music tell me what to do. You know, I've all a lot of good intentions sometimes, but I don't have the music, then I just can't do it.
Well, you know, your Louisiana Wetlands benefit was the Gulf Coast Blues and Impressions, and that was your your solo piano album in 2012. And I just, you know what, George, this is something, this is so sincere. I mean, you can tell how you feel about this. And like you said, you were on the, when you were hitchhiking, that, you can get a lot of things, but you can't get food. And we have food banks around here. We have food banks that help veterans. We have food banks that help a number of other people. You're also linking up with the Good News Rescue Mission and One Safe Place, who do wonderful, wonderful work here in Redding.
Yeah, it's the government can only do so much. So it's really very much, a lot of that's about helping each other as well. So it all contributes. I mean, no one entity can do everything. It's definitely a group effort. Glad to be able to be helping out. I wouldn't be playing piano without Louisiana. Without Professor Longhair and the Lord Pianist, I would have stopped a long time ago. So it's just kind of like, okay, what can I do? Any disaster happens, we all wish we could do more or wish we could do something, And
it's true. When you look at this and you look at the flooding just in Baton Rouge, and we've been looking at the photos before and afters, what it's done. We've both been caught in floods. Both Linda and I have both been in floods before. It's hard to explain to people the devastation of it. I mean, even if there's no lives lost, and you get 4 feet of water in your house, it changes your life from 4 feet down and trying to get all that back.
And then getting rid of the balls is even harder.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well, again, George Winston will be here live at the David Marr Theater August 30th at 7 p.m. We are so excited. Again, at 7 o'clock, David Marr Auditorium. Tickets are Shasta Arts Council, the Music Connection of Reading, the Music Connection of Chico, or online at ShastaArtsCouncil.org. We are so honored and privileged to have such a wonderful, heart, spirit, musician, all-around great guy coming to Reading
to make the world a better place through his talents. George, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you. Thanks for the kind words, and thanks for having me on, what you guys are doing, and be great to be back in Reading, always.
Oh, yeah. Well, looking forward to meeting you. I hope we get a chance to do that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to KCNR 1460. That was George Winston. He will be here again August 30th. We're going to take a break and get right back here on our show, Free Fire Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And the Bluebirds, Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Garimani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River, Thursday, September 1st, from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
There's no better time than today to head into Reading Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles.
Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for optimal offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
West Valley High School Athletic Boosters, a nonprofit organization, would like to invite you to our first annual Hall of Fame dinner being held Saturday, August 27th, 6 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. No host bar featuring Wild Card Brewery. We are celebrating alumni Bry Walther, Tabitha Wampler, Maria Orozco, Pam Davis, Wes Gray, Michael Walker, and Joe Burgon. Tickets can be purchased at the Elegant Bean Coffee Shop in Cottonwood. We look forward to seeing you there. All proceeds benefit the high school athletic programs.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 64 degrees, going up to 99 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane Dandelion Boutique. Located at 1322, brings us this portion of the show. Anything that you could possibly want to buy for your loved one.
Heading out there today for another birthday gift. Uh-oh. All these birthdays in August, but that's where I go. I always know I'm going to get something that's wonderful and head down to 1322 Pine Street. No, then they've got a bunch of 50% off stuff right now. Jewelry. Right? Yes.
Wow.
Really,
you know what?
Cool
and it's
stuff.
Really classy stuff, too. I mean, if I'm looking for the right, right gift for Linda, I go down the dandelion, talk to the ladies. Hey, come on. I said, it's for Linda. And, they have a whole area that's marked Linda. It says, this is for Linda. Okay. Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street, 247-1292 is their phone number. Okay. Moving right along, we talked about the Monarchs. Oh, USA Today is saying it's time to shut down the Clinton Foundation. USA Today.
I'm Gannett, reading it right now.
Gannett is saying that it's time to shut down the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation is a, scam? Is that the word I should use? I mean, how much of that money, first of all, has anybody studied to see how much of that money is actually making it out to people? I know that people are studying that.
I have a hard time right now I'm not trying to defend them, but do you think it's really a scam, or do you think that there was some good?
Oh, I'm sure that there's some good that comes out of it. But do I think that they used it as a way of getting rich? Yeah, because the Clinton Foundation, all these people that were pushing money into the foundation while she's Secretary of State, come on. He was not making the salary talking to people until she was Secretary of State. Then all of a sudden, his speaking fees like quadrupled. And hers. You know, she has never told us what was in that speech to Wall Street that paid her $250,000. Nobody knows. She won't tell people. What did she say? He said, if I get elected, guess what? Yeah, be a lot of lip service, but you guys, I'm taking care of you, man. I'm taking care of you. See, access. You can't, but you can't prove favors. No, but you can prove access. It's one of those things that you've got access. Part of the equation is, do you have the ability to? She had the ability to. They had access, and she had the ability to help them through her through her status as Secretary of State. The lines are so blurred there that nobody really knows. Was it Secretary of State they were meeting with, or the Clinton Foundation? Her people were working for her, were working for the foundation and publicity firms, public relation firms. How can you say that this was all upright? And then you get into the fact where, you know, she says, oh, well, you know what, let's just move on. That's already been looked at. Come on!
Meanwhile, Vice President Biden reassured NATO allies Tuesday that the United States will defend them from an attack, despite misgivings about the North Atlantic Treaty from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, referring to Trump as a presidential candidate in the other party. Biden told Baltic state leaders that Trump's hesitation to defend NATO allies is nothing that should be taken seriously because I don't think he understands what Article 5 is. We're getting into some dangerous territory here.
Well, you know what? This is what Biden says. What Biden's having to say is because right now Turkey is taking a new stance on Syria. Turkey has been going after Assad. Well, today they've made some statements like, well, you know, maybe there is a place for Assad during the talks. This is a huge shift, and they did it while Biden was there. So that's kind of interesting. And it's like it says, can Biden keep Turkey into NATO, or will they turn to a different direction, maybe toward Russia? You know? So these are things, you know, the foreign policy of the Obama administration is abysmal. At the very best, it's abysmal. At the very least, it is just threatening to our future when you look at everything that's happened between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. You almost feel sorry for John Kerry. Almost. Feel sorry for John Kerry for having to take over that mess. And then Colin Powell, he's come out. You can't blame that on me. To Hillary. Have you ever noticed this is what Democrats do? Or, well, any of the politicians, but especially Hillary, is that, well, hey, Colin Powell did it. He told me it was okay. Colin Powell saying, I never said that. I never said that. And so here it is again. And you know what? This is what I call this is the child defense. You ready for this? This is the little kid defense. Well, he did it. Or she did it. It's okay. They did it. Okay, this is the time when the adult says to him, if Colin jumped off the bridge, would you jump off the bridge? Colin did it. It's all right. I mean, do you ever get tired of hearing that? Do you get tired of hearing that, Bob?
Over and over.
I mean, it's over and over. Well, you know, George Bush did it. George Bush did it 12 years ago. He didn't do it. He hasn't done it in the last 8 years.
Let's face it.
Barry,
dumb
Brock, president.
Dumb.
You know what? And so when you get these things, it's like I threw this argument up to Mike Michalak one day. Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, Carl, that's a little girl's argument. And I went, you're right. Thanks, Mitchell Eck. You're right. It's a little kid's argument. He said little girl. But, you know, but you can just see, you know, little girls when they're doing that. But I can see little kids do it. But I don't see adults doing it. He did it. If he did it and it was wrong, but it's okay for me to do it because it's wrong. I just don't understand that reasoning. Where's the reasoning and the logic and the honesty behind that? Okay, last thoughts. Trump is softening his stance on the immigration. He's not saying, hey, we're going to, throw 11 million people out. He's not going to deport 11 million people. He says the people that are felons and are lawbreakers, he says there's a lot of strong laws out there. He says those people need to go. The people that are living here without breaking the laws or part of our society, we're going to take a look at that. But he is building the wall, though. And you don't need to build a wall to close down the border.
We have the technology.
We've got the technology. We've had the technology for years. We just haven't had the cojones to do it. So, okay, at 8 o'clock, our next guest, I really think you're going to enjoy this because it's really going to be interesting. Joe McKinnon is coming in from CloudWise Academy. He's going to talk about internet, websites, marketing. He's going to do this once a month, the fourth Thursday of each month. He's going to come in here at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk about how marketing in the media, especially online, can help you. But if you don't do it correctly, it's gonna harm you. Like your website. Is your website working? How do you know?
Anyway, this is going to come on at 8 o'clock, and I think you're going to really enjoy this. All right, Linda and Carl Bach. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A devastating earthquake rocked central Italy early today. Some places' homes collapsed on top of residents while they were sleeping. Fabio Curcio is head of Italy's Department of Civil Protection. He announced today that the earthquake hit the central part of Italy in the wee hours of the morning and compared it to a deadly quake that struck L'Aquila back in 2009. Correspondent Nicole Winfield.
It's a very seismic area, especially in this mountainous part of central Italy. The Apennine mountain range had a quake back in 2009 in L'Aquila. That was the last big one that we had had in Italy. But we get tremors quite frequently. But 2009 was the last big one.
A wildfire burning on California's central coast grew to nearly 60 square miles yesterday. It also destroyed 9 more homes, bringing the total to 45 as firefighters worked all night, raking areas of flames in San Luis Obispo and Monterey County, as aired on KEYT TV. Some 2,400 people there remain under evacuation orders. Florida's governor says the state has confirmed 9 new non-travel-related cases of Zika. Certified Code Inspector Ryan Shepard says that they're trying to stave it off by throwing out some specialized pellets in standing water.
It's very simple, you know, and it's, you can get these things at Home Depot, Lowe's, any hardware store. They're carrying them now.
His commentary on WFTS TV. Home buyers pulled back in July on their purchases. Jeremy House says it all has a lot to do with interest rates right now.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes declined 3.2% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.39 million. The decline marks a reversal from rising demand that pushed sales in June to their highest level since February 2007.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Looking to Wall Street, the major index is struggling in early going. It's the Dow down right now about 46 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
On August 26th.
This is the SEC.
You want to walk on? We certainly won't stop you.
There ain't no way you're ever going to play.
His life was the question.
He just might make it. Make it. I just hope he lives.
And trust was the answer.
You've got your butt kicked by a walk-on.
How bad do you want it?
Real bad.
Brandon Burlsworth has become the greatest walk-on story in the history of college football.
Greater this Friday. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
In Washington, House leaders are promising a vote on a measure to exempt Olympic winnings from taxes.
Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising to schedule floor debate and a vote on a measure that would exempt the $2,085,000 won by U.S. athletes in Rio, as well as any upcoming winnings at the Paralympics, from taxes. The Senate's already agreed to do that. In addition to medals, American Olympic champions get $25,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver, and $10,000 for bronze.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average showing signs of discouragement among some investors right now. The Dow continuing a downward trend. It's off by about 47 points at this hour. Vice President Biden has arrived in Ankara for talks today with Turkish leaders as Turkey continues to carry out military operations to clear a Syrian border town of Islamic State rebels located right across its border. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Ford says it's recalling more than 88,000 cars and SUVs in North America. Correspondent Linda Kenyon explains why.
The problem is a faulty fuel pump control module that can cause engines to stall without warning. The recall covers some Ford Taurus and Police Interceptor sedans. Also in the recall are Ford Flex wagons, Lincoln MKS sedans, and Lincoln MKT SUVs from the 2013 through 2015 model years. All of the vehicles involved have 3.5-liter turbocharged six-cylinder engines.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Ford says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries resulting from that problem.
Federal regulators are proposing to ban swimming with dolphins in Hawaii. Such a move could imperil one of the Aloha State's most popular tourist activities and the industry that has sprung up around it. The National Marine Fisheries Service says that spinner dolphins that humans in Hawaii routinely frolic with are being deprived of the rest they need, and many are getting stressed out. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's the 24th of August, 5 minutes after the hour of 8. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567 for you out of the area. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com for our people in the Netherlands and all those other places that are out there that listen to us. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. It is hump day. We played that at the start this morning. It was great. Currently 60, Bob's updating us on the exact 69 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day with temperatures around 108. Is this the right thing I'm looking at?
No, it's supposed to be 99 today.
Hello, I'm looking at the wrong. Excuse me. All right, here we go. High of 99 today with our lows of 65. That was weird. Thursday's high of 99 and our lows are 65. Friday calls for high of 98. That was last week. We were all socked in there. Anyway, for the rest of the week, we are under triple digits, and the weather's by two by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and welcome to everybody on this Wednesday, the 24th of August.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Been in business for about 8 years, John and Sarah Bastiani have. I tell you what, you're not going to find a better place to buy your guns or ammo. They have all the services there, including all the equipment you may want to buy, whether it's reloading, optics, or all the shooting accessories, plus gunsmiths that are just outstanding. Give him a chance to meet or beat the big box stores. You ought to stay local, buy local. Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. They have real veterans discounts there, too. If you're a veteran, head on down there to Bastiani Arms. You won't be sorry. Like I said, that's where we buy our guns. Hey, you know, we've been talking about the future of Redding for, you know, so many years and things that can help. You know, years ago, everybody thought that we needed to be shovel-ready, so we built Stillwater. So far, the only thing out at Stillwater is a strawberry farm that's already been local. That's it. We continue to pour money into Stillwater for putting more lights and everything out there.
But it's there if we ever need it.
But it's there in case you need goats.
Okay.
Your goats graze.
Hey.
Or any, yeah, but
seriously,
it's there.
And it will be filled, and it will be filled for the betterment. You must think that.
Well, I am, because I'm thinking about the real rise in business, the real chance for jobs to expand and explode here in Shasta County is in the technology field. And we have with us three of the guys that can do this. But one, Joe McKenna, who's starting his new show here with us today.
Yeah.
Every fourth Wednesday.
Yeah.
Joe's going to be here, and we're going to be talking technology. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Now, I met Joe because I was talking about looking at a way of for jobs for veterans, jobs that veterans can do, disabled veterans, or just veterans coming back. Because, as you know, the veterans' unemployment rate is much higher than just regular civilians. And I can't understand it, because after the training they've gone through and the abilities they have, that shouldn't be. But I also have seen the studies that they've done of veterans, and a lot of them are entrepreneurs, want to be entrepreneurs. And how do you be an entrepreneur, start your own business, is to have a skill set or a skill that you can use to build that. And during this time, I met Joe McKenna. And Joe obviously had all these things in mind. And so I think it was kind of like it was so fortunate that we ran into each other at Simpson that day when we were talking to Simpson.
It took us about 2 seconds to agree.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
So anyway, and since then, I've gotten more into the technology side of it, including at Joe's CloudWise Academy, where I'm taking classes on building websites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beginners.
Beginners, yeah. Beginners websites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Joe here.
Okay. So I'm the co-founder of CloudWise Academy and the CEO of CloudWise Academy. I've also co-founded two other technology companies, Cloud Potential, and the tagline for Cloud Potential is, we create content that Google and your customers will love. And then I'm also the co-founder of 24-Hour Cloud Support, which is a technology company that helps you get back on track, gets things fixed. So that's now, but if you were to back up to around 2009, 2010, I had hardly opened a computer and had completely blown up my life. I didn't even know what a recession was at the time, and that hit me, but at the same time, I wasn't really prepared to deal with it. And so my wife, two kids, two dogs, we found ourselves homeless. Luckily, we were able to put a trailer on my in-law's house. I guess I didn't lose everything because my wife and kids stuck with me in case they're listening.
I'll send her a copy of this.
Yeah. So, you know what, then? That's really when the internet started having an impact, and I just doubled down. I decided that if I was going to rebuild my life, that I was going to have to understand the impact the internet has on business. And I'm telling you, I have learned the hard way. Every mistake that's possible I've done, whether it's in my business, businesses I've worked for, you could really consider I had two jobs. One job was whatever I was doing for a living to pay the bills, and then I spent every free moment trying to figure out what the internet's doing to business. And so fast forward, now I've got these technology companies, and I just want to share what I know, share what I've learned.
Well, I see it as a perfect thing, and we're going to be talking. We've also have here Matt Christensen and Tyler Schuster.
Yeah.
Here. Howdy. Hi. Good morning, guys. Are you both of you with Pacific Sky?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Now, who started? Are you just partners in this?
We're both work there. I'm currently the web director at Pacific Sky.
And I'm a web developer. I've been there for a couple of months since the spring of this year.
Okay. Now, when people like me, and most people, web developer, web engineer, you immediately go, oh, man. Yeah, these guys probably live at home in the basement of their... No.
I do live at home. But,
yeah. Sleep there.
No, I think of, this is impossible to learn how to do. This is something that you've got to devote your whole life to and have 12 years of college. Is that true?
No, absolutely not.
No, not at all. I got into web development. I had an English degree, went to Simpson, and then just sort of got into computer. I mean, I've always been into computers. That's sort of been an interest of mine. But as far as the website of it, only been doing it for 5 or 6 years and just sort of started out as a hobby.
Yeah. Okay. I've been doing it for about just as long. But I started out actually learning photography, which moved into graphic design, which then moved into web development. But all self-taught.
All right, all self-taught. Now, Joe, who is with your class from CloudWise Academy, you're saying pretty much that you don't need to have a background in computers from the time you're 10.
Yeah, so, I want to be careful not to beat up on the education system. It's got its reasons and it's got its purposes, but the reality is everything that's happening with the internet and technology is happening so fast, the education system really isn't able to respond as fast as we need to. And so what's happening is you have guys like are sitting in this room, all three of us, we're interested. There's really not a way, there's not a system to teach us. And so we learn on our own. We get self-taught. The skills are in such high demand that employers aren't looking for what your credentials are. They're looking for what you can actually do. And they're just sucking it up. They're just sucking up anybody they can get that can help them. I want to compare it to the Industrial Revolution. In the Industrial Revolution, just because you got rid of your buggy and bought a truck, that doesn't mean all of a sudden you're prepared to do business after the Industrial Revolution. You need employees to understand, how do you run a business with a truck? How do you schedule deliveries? How do you fix a truck? How often does it need to be fixed? Where do you buy gas? There's all these new things you have to know. And so these skills are in such demand that businesses need people who know those skills to operate in this new world. And so, yeah, you don't need degrees. As a matter of fact, Carl, you're in our class, somewhere around 15, 20 students who've even seen a website before, the back end of a website, are about ready to launch websites they built from scratch.
And Yes, and I'm one of those.
And you are one of them.
I'm one of those too. Okay, hey, look, I'm here with Joe McKenna, Matt Christensen, and Tyler Schuster, and we're talking about the future of where I think that where a lot of people believe Reading is on the cusp of going to, and that is the technology. But there's more, much more to it than that. That's we're going to be talking about. Besides training and equipping the current and future workforce, the big thing is educating employers what is possible. But all these other things are out there we want to talk about that that and for the media and the internet that people just don't understand how to use it correctly. And maybe even are using it incorrectly, thinking that they're using it correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's a lot of it out there.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, better-known business with Espresso Joe's. It's got not only warm drinks, but icy cold drinks, of course. You can get not only just the coffee there, but beer, wine, other type of drinks. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California with a walk-in humidor that will knock your socks off. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages.
What I found out today.
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Reading's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday. It's 69 degrees. And you're listening to Free Fire Radio. We have a call awaiting, but before that, we do have to give a little shout-out here to Save the Date, which is going to be September 10th. That's Taste of Cuba. The Shasta Library Foundation returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium for its 7th annual Taste of. This year we take it Havana. There's going to be cigar roller and the whole nine yards. It's going to be a blast. Carl and I are emceeing. Marketplace Entertainment, Dance to the Music of the Pat Karch Band. Proceeds, of course, benefit the Shasta Library Endowment Fund and special projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Anderson, Burning, and Reading. So reserve your table now, 246-0146. Again, that's Taste of Cuba, and that's the 10th of September.
Linda and I are going to, we always take on a persona of the country, so there's no doubt in my mind that I will offend everybody in the Hispanic culture probably at this point. When I'm acting, yeah, with my hair slicked back going, Lucy, you have some splaining to do. Anyway, we're here today and we're talking with Joe McKenna, Matt Christensen, and Tyler Schuster. And we're talking about the Shasta County and technology. We've got somebody on the line right now. We're talking about training the workforce. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. So you've been holding out on me, Carl. You didn't tell me about these guys.
Well, that's if you listen to the show every day like you say you do, you would have heard about this.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear about it. I'd like to get in touch with these individuals because I got a slew of veterans, like you described, and they need training. There's a lot of degrees out there for information technology, but like the previous host said, you know, you got to say, this is what I can do for you. You go in, you can web design, you can do something for them immediately. It's not all theory from some online class degree that they took. You know, this is something that they can really help. You know, but I'd like to get my veterans as the EDD veterans representative involved in this stuff. I don't know where I send them to for this training. I've got probably six.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. I'll make sure he has your phone number, and at 9 o'clock he will give you a call.
That's easy.
We can set that up because the academy is starting courses all the time.
Yeah, September 13th.
In fact, there is, and this is for everybody, the veterans that are going through this class, the first veterans going through this class, Joe McKenna is giving them scholarships on his own. But now there's been a scholarship committee set up on a website that people can donate. And these classes are $276 a class. That's a six-week class. It's $1,300 for the whole six-month course. And people can donate and donate for veterans, you know, $100, $10, $500, $1,000, and pay for our veterans to go through there and provide scholarships. And it's all tax deductible. So I'm glad you called about that because this is something I was getting ready to send out a big email today to you and many others about having people from the CVAC, Purple Hearts, all that, donate some money so we can get some our veterans through a class like this.
Yeah, and you can go to cloudwiseacademy.com and scroll down to the very bottom. And if you're a veteran and would like to apply for a scholarship, you'll see apply for scholarship link at the bottom. If you'd like to donate to the scholarship, there's a link there to donate to the scholarship, and it's the Shasta Regional Community Foundation set this scholarship up for us. So, you know, help us out.
Okay. So
yeah. And by the way, today at Shasta College, you have a big event for Welcome Back Students. I don't know if you have a table out there today or not, but I know a lot of groups do. It might behoove you to kind of come out and take a look around and introduce you to some of the groups that are present that have a table. You know, I think it might do you some good as well. I think what you're doing is great. We need to capitalize on this.
Okay, and you know what? Like I said, Rick, I thought this was a perfect place. I got some names from Teddy or from Tommy Key, and that's how we got the people into the first class. But this is, I think it could be a big step forward to our veterans. Working in smaller cohorts instead of big, huge offices, working in more of an individual, sometimes even at home. I'm here with a couple of web designers. I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, yeah, I did that for a couple months at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, so, you know, that they you know, it's less of this. We have a disabled veteran in our class in wheelchair, and he said this has made a huge, huge change in his life, and he is a young man, Chris Weber. And he's really applying himself to this, and he's got probably a pretty good future in it.
Yeah, he does. He's good.
And I'd like to meet Chris, too. I'd like to give him a hand.
Okay. All right, buddy. I'll make sure he gives you a call.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Rick Ortega is the veterans representative over at the EDD, helping them find jobs and employment and things like this.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Joe McKenna, and we're here. It's not okay moving past the school. I mean, because we're providing people. But let me ask Tyler and Matt this. Either one of you or both of you, are there jobs out there right now in the Reading area?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you, I've seen them online and posted around, and there's definitely opportunities for people with skills.
Yeah. In particular, we're actually looking for somebody on our team
right now.
So if you're a talented web developer, give us a shout out.
What about the beginners that come out of, I put a website together by coding it, not by templates, but by coding it.
Sure. Well, it's just like.
I am not to the level of a lot of these other guys because, frankly, I don't have enough time to do it. But and I put it up like yesterday. It's up there that I can actually give people the URL, and you can find it and look at it and giggle. But other people have done some really good work. And then we're going to go in this next class is for the WordPress. WordPress.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if people have that kind of education, is there a spot for them there, the kind of the beginners?
Yeah, well, I think it's sort of like any other profession. Like Joe was saying that the education department isn't really able to keep up with the pace of this, and so we've sort of had to invent our own methods of education. And so it's sort of like if you're starting out with another education, you're a student, you're going to be able to find internships. Probably not so many people are going to want to pay you, but there's going to be the opportunity to do work because there's just so much of it. And so if you're starting out as a beginner, there's lots of places, even friends and family. That's how I got my start, just do a website for you, get the experience, and then you get something to put on your resume.
Yeah, if I could jump in. So part of CloudWise, or part of what we have at CloudWise, is an internship program. We've already hired one of our students, and we're hiring a second one, which is a vet. And it's a paid internship, and we actually pay for their schooling going forward. And the whole idea of that is so they can get through that next phase of learning the ropes, going past school and actually working with someone, actually having to follow through all those kind of soft skills. And it is companies like Pacific Sky who we're going to support and help so they can get to know these interns. Interns can work with them on projects, and then maybe Pacific Sky will hire them.
Well, I mean, if you take a person that's got the rudimentary skills, or, you know, and has got a real aptitude for this, and they're interning for you, I mean, that's what you're looking for, to kind of train them in your own way anyway.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then we've heard other people I know that have come in and spoken to the class that they're 85 websites behind right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking. Other people are looking. Apex said he was looking for people at the $30,000 a year range all the way up to the $95,000 range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, just looking at all these different jobs that are out there. Now, why do we think that Reading, though, is right on the cusp?
Oh, gosh, there's a lot of reasons. So I guess if you live in the web world here in Shasta County, you see all the incredibly talented people who are doing amazing things just under the radar. There's a company out at Shasta Venture Hub that is creating an app is creating technology for making advertising ads better and different than I've ever seen, and they have a chance to go through the roof. So there's this rumbling of technology companies like Pacific Sky who are helping. But there's one other reason that's really important, and that is that our local businesses, I'm not just talking about the technology companies, the web development companies, our local businesses are starting to use technology to better meet their customers' expectations, to handle competitive pressures and get the competitive advantage. You're starting to see them think about that and do that. And so between the two things, between this kind of talented group of people who are under the surface, are doing amazing, crazy things, and our local community starting to embrace using technology to get the advantage, we're there. You know, but we don't have a workforce. CloudWise Academy sees we have two ways to tackle this to make it happen faster. One is we need the workforce trained, both current and future. But the other side, and that's part of the reason that I want to do this radio show, and I'm blessed that you're letting us do this, The other side is that employers need to understand how this technology works. Things have been around long enough that there's rules to the internet. There's rules to technology. There's tools you should be using.
Okay, and we're going to do that starting this next segment here. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. If you're looking for something to cover your windows that can keep the heat out or the coolness in, go to Budget Blinds, see Jerry and his people there. They do an outstanding job working with your budget, trying to do what fits for your windows with the window coverings of your choice. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. It can save you a lot of money when it comes to your air conditioning bills. And they have solar shades, which the REU can actually give you a rebate on, or may give you a rebate on if you qualify. This is Budget Blinds. Okay, we're going to be right back with Joel McKenna and Tyler Schuster and Matt Christensen after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Did I just come in and blast you? Because that's how I do it.
Excuse me, my ears are bleeding now.
That's right. Here okay. In the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes. It's Alliance Heating and Air. And they just recently fixed our air conditioning. After we were broken and out of service, they went and went to bat for us through our insurance company and made it work. We're so happy. And that was during 108 period of time. So they have always been there for us when we've called Alliantine Heating and Air. They have warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Alliantine Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Yeah, Martin and his people are another veteran-owned business. Hey, we're here with Joel McKenna from CloudWise Academy and like 12 other businesses he has. Matt Christensen and Tyler Schuster here from Pacific Sky who are building well, you guys are web engineers and web mm-hmm. everything too. The question has come across, and we're talking about technology here in Redding and North County or Northern California, Shasta County, and how it's all the big chances we have here and where we think we can go on this. The question came in: does the guest have an opinion on Adam McElvain's idea around technology and the fiber optic cable?
Everyone who knows me is probably laughing right now if I'm asked if I have an opinion, because I always do. I think there's two points I'd like to make on this. One is you really need to think of internet as a pipe to our world. So the faster that can be, the bigger it can be, the more information we can get through that, the more local businesses can reach the world, the more that technology companies can live here and have servers here and the world can access them. But I think it should be done. It's a doorway to the world. But there's another side to it that doesn't have to hold up businesses from doing things and from making a difference, because you can host things in the cloud. The cloud is there for us to do things. It's there to get around problems with how much internet you have and how many servers you have and all that kind of thing. So I think we should do it, but at the same time, it doesn't have to stop us.
Okay, so let's talk about that. You all work in this world and marketing, and which is one of the big reasons you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So because you have a website,
mm-hmm.
does that mean that you are out there, you are at the forefront of technology, and that people are just going to beat a path to your electronic door?
I want to let these guys answer a little bit of that, but there are two points that I do want to make, and that is these two major mistakes that people make when they have a website. One is, if they build it, they will come. They don't come. You have to work at it. You have to do the right thing, and a lot of the right things. And the other one that people don't realize is that once you start a website or build a website, it starts dying that day. It has to be maintained the same way you maintain your lawns, or your windows or everything. It starts dying. So those two things I think most businesses don't realize when they build a website. But I'm going to throw it over to these guys and see if they have anything else.
Well, that's a good question, Tyler and Matt. I've got a website, and I've had the website for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's predominantly the same website that we've had with very few changes on it. When you say it starts dying, Joe, mm-hmm. what's that mean to you two?
You think of it kind of like a farm. You know, you can plant seeds for 1 year and they'll grow and it's great. But if you don't maintain it, if you don't plant new crops, the farm's going to die.
Okay, so then what would you do with something like that, Tyler? You know, you find a website, it's like 4 years old. What are the first things you do to it?
Well, I mean, it first takes an evaluation. There's some four-year-old websites that are still going strong. Other times they just weren't, you know, maybe they were built by someone who didn't have a whole lot of experience. So the first thing to do is an assessment, and in a lot of cases, it'll just require a rewrite. But the important thing to keep in mind that getting a new website isn't quite like getting a new car, you know, where you have to throw the old one out. You can use most of the elements. You know, we were talking about your show and the archive of all your
Seven years of archives.
Sure, and so that's all valuable data that can just be migrated to a new site. So essentially, you can just put a new skin on the old content, and you won't have to go through all the work of developing your site that you've done mm-hmm. over the years.
Or losing any data.
Right.
Yeah, and that would be the thing. Plus, I want to add new things, and I want to be a much more I've started going through the site, and I'm surprised to see how, you know, up to date we are in some things, like, you know, Facebook. It'll take us right to the Facebook if you hit the button, which I've learned how to do in my coding class, how to put that into my own website, which is my new one. And but there are so many things out there now that are just and websites you think will attract customers. It doesn't always work like that, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I think that's the major reason for this show. when you go to pick your website or build your website, you have to think about what's the right technology for me. What technology works for our company? What can we support? What will do the things we need to do? So from the very beginning, you've got kind of a foundation you got to figure out. But then the next thing you got to figure out is, where do my customers need to enter or access or view my website in their buying process? If I think that my website's all about getting leads, and customers are expecting to get detailed information, but I don't give them any detailed information, I just blew it with my website. Mm-hmm. So you've got to figure out where you're meeting your customer, and you got to pick the right technology. You get those two things right, and you're off to a good start. There's kind of a point I'd like to get out to businesses, and that is that you don't have to beat everybody. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to do it better than everybody. You just have to do it better. Just don't suck. And why is that important? Because if you just don't suck and you're doing it better, that means more customers, and that means happier customers, and that's a better path than being completely ignorant to what the technology is doing for you and what the where you're fitting in the customer.
Well, you know, see, this is something I didn't realize, but you have to write, you have to fit your website so it fits not only on your desktop, mm-hmm. but it's got to go down to your iPad mm-hmm. and then down to your phone. Mm-hmm. And that means that's a whole different scheme of maneuver there. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
So you've got to design it that way, because are we getting much more and more of our information is coming out of that phone right there?
Yeah, so I've got some statistics here, and I'll go over them in a little bit, and I'll post them on Facebook. But essentially, it's only in the last couple years that our customers stopped using just a desktop or just a phone. And now, when they're researching you, your products, your competitors, they're using a desktop maybe at work. Maybe they're using their phone to research while they're in a meeting. You know what I mean? They're using multiple devices. And guess what? They expect you to meet their expectations on every device.
And then they're going to expect you, you know, maybe they're at work and they research you and they go on the desktop, and then later they're at home or they're out and they're walking on and they pull out their phone and they're going to look at your website. No, they're going to want to expect to find the same information on both mediums. So you have to have a design that makes people recognize information in whatever form it's presented.
And if you think that that's automatic, that's not true.
That's not true.
That is not true.
It's getting easier. Yeah, it's getting mm-hmm. easier, but that's not true.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll figure that one out in the next class. So if somebody comes up to a website and you say, okay, here's my website, and they look at it and they go, okay, well, what about this? And you don't have that information there. Then they're going to just pop onto another one. There's too many ones out there. Mm-hmm. What about companies? Should every company have a website?
Yeah, you know. It seems like that's the prevailing message out there. Everybody needs a website, but it's just not true. Like I said earlier, you've got to figure out what your customer expects, and you need to meet that. But there are directories. I think the guys are going to talk a little bit about Google. Google's got Google Pages that take the place of website and are findable. So no, not every company needs a website. But every company does need to realize that the internet is impacting their business and their customers, and they need to figure out where that customer meeting point is.
Okay, Google Pages, guys.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
More specifically, Google came out with a kind of a big tool to help businesses get online. The web address is gybo.com. And what you can do is you can log into that website and click on Check My Business. And what it'll do is it'll look through your it'll do a local search for your business and see if it comes up. And if it doesn't come up, that's something that you need to work on right away.
And this isn't just your website, but, you know, there's if you've ever been listed in the Yellow Pages or on any number of business directories, there's a lot of those companies that have put your business information online. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that'll be older information and old address. And so part of what this process does is it doesn't only check your website and if you have one, but mm-hmm. Everywhere that you're listed and how those listings appear.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you always want to make sure that's up to date. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the best thing about this program is it's free.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's a good point, guys, because what's important is that business owners, employers, business leaders understand that they really have a responsibility to at least know the basics of this impact and where they can check up on what's happening with their website, their internet identity. They kind of have a responsibility to do that. And so these tools, specifically that one and another one we're going to share in a moment, help a business leader figure out where they stand.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're talking to Joe McKenna, Matt Christensen, and Tyler Schuster about websites. How to, you know, do you need a website? That there are places that are free that you can go in and look, but you need to check it to make sure that, one, it's got the right information, because something could have been put in 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You've moved, your business has grown, and it just doesn't have the right information on it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Bob was just there a couple of days ago, I can tell, because I can see his head and the rest of his face. Did you get up, like, when you're there, did you get, like, a little touch-up on the color of the of your – no, okay. They don't do that anyway. In fact, their idea of hairstyling is butch wax. Better known, man's last stronghold. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back with more on technology and your business after these messages.
With some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Element. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your pick, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
$100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 69 degrees, going up to 99 today. It's going to be a little bit cooler this week in the double digits, but high double digits. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. They've got it all there, state jewelry. If Linda's looking for jewelry, she heads to Four Winds Jewelry. They've got a gemologist there that can design and build jewelry. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Great people there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Monday through Friday, they're open. I'm here with Joel McKenna and Tyler Schuster and Brett Christensen, and we are talking to
Matt Christensen.
Yeah. I'm talking about his daddy there.
You know, Brett's my father.
Yeah, you kind of look a little bit, you know. You've probably got more going for you, though, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking about the internet, the media out there, the things that are out there that can help your business or harm your business. Now, mobile.
Yeah, mobile. So at CloudWise Academy, we researched 500 websites registered in Reading. And we were looking for two things. One is, are they on Google Maps? And the other was, are they mobile friendly? And what we found was about 47% of Reading websites are alienating a very large portion of their customers. We found that 47% of them are not mobile friendly.
Oh.
Yeah, so what does that mean, not mobile friendly? Well, we already talked about the fact that customers expect your data to be seen a certain way. Bless you. And so
contagious.
How it displays mobily matters. But also, in April of 2015, Google made a change, and basically Google said, look, if your site's not mobile friendly, and somebody's looking for your information or information that Google would normally display, and you're not mobile friendly, Google doesn't like to share your content. Which means if someone else is mobile friendly and has the same exact content, they're going to display ahead of you. And so that's had some pretty big impact. So we found 47% of our businesses in Reading are in that very situation.
And can I add something about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Recently, I think this year, Google also changed that same algorithm so that if you have a website that's written in Flash, which generally won't display on a phone, it won't even show up in the search results. Like it may show you there, but you can't click on it from a phone, and Google will prevent you from doing
it. I noticed that when I go to different sites that on my own, that when I pull it up, if I'm on Chrome, that it doesn't display it the way it does on the Internet Explorer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just...
Let's put some scale to that. So it's different in every industry, but you can be sure that it's probably somewhere around half of your customers are searching for your information on a mobile device, statistically. With as much as 70% in others. And on top of that, around 74% of the people Google researched use three different devices to research any one thing. So that's a lot of people that you're alienating by not taking mobile into account. A lot.
Well, it is. So you've got to go back and refresh and take a look at your website or have somebody that knows what they're doing.
Well,
that.
What I want to make sure we do in this show every time is give business leaders or employers a way to check for themselves. And this is super easy. We'll put the link on your Facebook and our Facebook. But you can actually go to a Google tool. I mean, why not ask Google what it thinks about you, right, since it's the one that's going to display you. You can go to a Google tool. It's google.com/webmaster/tools/mobile-friendly. And don't worry, we'll share the link. And you can put your website address in there, hit the button, and it'll tell you if you're mobile friendly or not.
Okay, and we're going to put we'll share that with our on our Facebook page. But also we're going to put Joe's information on our website so that people can just click on the Academy and you can find all this kind of stuff out too, right?
Right. And you know what? Before we close up the show, I wanted to ask Matt and Tyler what some of the options are when these businesses find out they're not mobile friendly. What does that look like for them? Is it millions of dollars? Is it $10?
That's a good
question.
What
do they do?
Okay,
right?
So now I've got my website, but then I find out that if you open it up on an Android, that it's not giving it the right look, or my iPhone, it's not giving it the right look. I come to you all. What happens?
Well, we'll take a look at the website and basically see where it's currently at and if it's on a platform that's upgradable. And that's a really easy thing to do, is to be able to upgrade the current system you're on. Otherwise, we could be looking at a couple different ways of redeveloping your website. Mm-hmm. And that can be anything from if you're tech savvy, there's lots of free options out there for you. Otherwise, it would be coming to a business to rebuild your website.
Mm-hmm. And that can go for that. You know, depending on how much content you have, what you want to do with it. If you've had a website for a while and you've had a lot of ideas, you know, that can be a big project. Or if you just want to get your existing content online, that's a little bit smaller of a project. So it can really go in any direction.
Okay, but some of the things people can do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you know, if you really want to, but if you're going to go out and make some big changes, you're going to probably need some help there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that own businesses are 50 to 60s, and people are they're entrepreneurs or they've got their own businesses. This may not be something they grew up with, mm-hmm. and they're not comfortable with.
Yep.
So you're going to need some help. I mean, maybe you don't have your 12-year-old granddaughter right there with you to be able to rebuild the site for you.
Right. Well, she might be good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She could probably do it, but perfect.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to skin that cat. There really is.
And I tell you what, after taking the coding class, you realize that these guys are they're not kidding around about when you start building a site, that there's got to be when you start going into WordPress and a couple others, that it's got to be easier, because after writing a site totally in code,
mm-hmm.
and realizing if you leave a little dot out,
yeah,
or an asterisk,
yeah,
that it just doesn't look the same. You're going, okay, what happened to all my color there? Then you got to go back and check everything through there, put through the debugger. You know, it's kind of like harvesting blue crabs. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've ever done that before, run a crab pot line. They just don't charge enough for crab. In my opinion.
Because it's so much work.
It is so much work. It is horrible. It is horrible work. And then you get into the coding, then you understand where people can just get lost into this. But luckily, there's ways around it mm-hmm. when you have experts. Hey, what exactly does Pacific Sky do?
We do everything from web development. You know, we can create websites, web applications. We do graphic design. We do video production. We do full-scale marketing for any business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how to use that marketing and of the through the internet, and how it really can expand it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Additional services like search engine optimization, which is making your business bit to be able to show up higher in Google search results, for example.
Okay.
Something that stands out about these guys too is they take the approach of it's a business they're running. You know, they do a really good job of being professional, and I like these guys.
Cool. All right. Now, Joe, this is going to be a great, first of all, I like what you're doing with the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of training people to get them ready for this. I like the idea of what Adam McElvain wants to do. People got to get this $50 million price tag out of their heads. That's not what it's about. We're talking about private money to do the study, about bringing it in downtown and what it can do. I can tell you from my sister lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And what that high-speed fiber optic cable did for them.
Mm-hmm.
Over $26, $27 million brought into that city because of that one cable.
It's the doorway to the world. It really is the doorway to the world. You can do anything.
Okay, give us some last thoughts here, buddy.
Well,
not last like you're going to.
I'm passing away my tombstone.
Right. We'll just put it there.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope that we've given businesses something to think about and something they can actually act on and not confused with jargon. I hope if you are thinking about solving these problems that Pacific Sky is someone that you give a call. But also, CloudWise Academy, we are starting up our next course in September. So if you go to cloudwiseacademy.com and look and see if any of the courses fit you. We do have workshops for businesses, too, that teach a lot of what we've already talked about. So you could take those. And then we also need support with a scholarship. It is tax deductible. It is paying for veterans and people from the mission who are in the final stages of their program. It pays, it pays for anyone who can afford it. Once they place.
But the veterans, there's a specific area in there that you can click on veterans?
You can't click on it. So what happens is when you turn in your essay, the panel is told that they have to give so much to the veterans. So what will happen is you'll turn in an essay to actually be considered for the scholarship. And then the veterans are considered by the panel.
Okay, but if they're donating, it doesn't go directly to the...
No, it just goes in a fund.
Okay.
It just goes in the fund, and then the panel is told how to take care of it.
Do you know who's given the money?
The Shasta community...
No, I mean who donates the money?
Yes, yeah.
You'll know who's donating.
We know who donates the money, that's right. Yep.
Okay.
And then they can give us... guidance and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So if you want to, if you're going in to help the veterans, you can say that.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Joe, how do people get a hold of you?
CloudWiseAcademy.com. You could go there. You can call me at 530-515-9851 or email me, joe@cloudwiseacademy.com.
Hey, Matt, how do they get a hold of y'all or Pacific Sky?
You can find us online at pacificsky.co. Additionally, you can call us at 530-9638-8198.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks a lot, guys, for being here. Hey, everybody, Tommy Key tomorrow from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office will be joining us as we find out some things going on with veterans and some of the latest that's happening with our veteran community. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world
breaking news right. This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The president of the American University in the Afghan capital of Kabul says a terrorist attack is now underway on the campus. Mark English saying that security forces are on the scene after the attack and that we are trying to assess the situation. Eyewitnesses say they heard at least one explosion and automatic gunfire. It's not immediately clear if anyone was wounded in the attack. A police spokesman says police and intelligence agency personnel are on the campus on the western outskirts of Kabul, saying that police believe there is just one attacker at this point. Again, that's at the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul, Afghanistan. Central Italy is reeling from a powerful earthquake. It struck in the dead of the night, reducing several towns to rubble, killing at least 73 people. The U.S. Geological Survey's Randy Baldwin says hardly a first for the region.
It's located